From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Worldwide production of most fruit crops will likely decline in the current harvest year, according to a report from the USDA that projects reduced global crops of oranges, tangerines, and mandarins, and lemons and limes. But the report said worldwide grapefruit production could set a record high. USDA said orange harvest in the U.S. and China should increase, but a smaller crop in Brazil will bring global supplies down. The National Association of Wheat Growers and U.S. Wheat Associates are thanking President Trump for signing the USMCA. NAWG President Ben Schultz tells AgriMarketing.com USMCA will bring some guarantee to the unpredictable climate of farming. USW Chairman Doug Goings says the USMCA makes important progress towards more open commerce for U.S. wheat farmers by allowing U.S. varieties registered in Canada to receive reciprocal grading treatment. Legislation has been introduced in seven states, including Washington and Colorado, which would completely prohibit the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits. Mindy Patterson, president of the Calvary Group, says these bans on pet sales are crafted and driven by animal rights groups, while lawmakers sign on either without realizing the true agenda or are willing accomplices. She says this sets a dangerous precedent, opening the barn door for animal rights groups to introduce legislation banning the sale of livestock animals in sale barns, live animal auctions, or livestock shows. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.